Well, you know, this work is one of our first publications that's associated with a longer goal here, which is to identify a marker that we can use to indicate if an individual has suffered a head injury. And in this case, we're focused on repetitive head injuries that are associated with football or other contact sports.
And you had sensors in helmets, is that right, for ASU football players?
Yeah, that is exactly right. So another partner on this that we're very grateful for is Riddell. So Riddell manufactures the helmet, and they were also able to supply us with the sensors that sit inside the players' helmets, and they measure every single impact. They quantitate them. They give us a lot of information about every single player who's wearing the helmet with the sensors, their impacts throughout the season, both practice and games.
So how are you comparing that to sort of physical or other maybe neurological signs or symptoms that the athletes might have been experiencing as the season went along?
So we sort of look at this as two studies in one. So one study is looking at those athletes that are actually receive a bona fide concussion diagnosis. So we're obviously interested in those individuals, and we have lots of data on them from the helmet sensors, but also the molecular things that we measure at TGen. But the second aspect of this is, what about the players who never reach that diagnosis? So they're never given a diagnosis of a concussion, but they have lots of hits that just happen as part of playing football during practice and games. And we're trying to understand if some of the things that we can see at the molecular side, some of the molecules that might be changing in their blood or their urine or in their saliva, if those are mimicking what we see in the players who experience a full-blown concussion diagnosis.
So would this then potentially replace what's called the concussion protocol that student athletes have to go through, or in the NFL they do this as well, where if somebody is suspected of having a concussion, they go through this whole series of tests to determine whether they have had one, and if not, whether they can come back and play anyway. Could this maybe be a more definitive test than that and a replacement for that?
That is a wonderful question, and that is part of our hope. So I don't think we'll ever fully replace the subjective measurements that we use to see if a player experienced a concussion, but we are trying to provide some objective measures. So these might be molecules that we can measure as the player recovers from a concussion as well. So absolutely, we're trying to design studies that can provide better information that could help us better understand the exact point at where that athlete sits. So if they had a concussion last week, have they recovered? Or maybe it's going to require more time based on the molecules we may see in their bloodstream, for example.
So does this then require a blood test to figure out whether or not this marker is present or not?
Well, it's a little early for us to know exactly which test is going to be required because we don't know the exact markers that we want to measure just yet. We looked at three different sample types. We looked at blood, urine, and saliva. So we're given each one of those sample types the ability to give us information, if you will, and we'll see which one wins out in the end.
What kind of information are you looking for? Like, how will you determine which one of those fluids is the winner here?
Yeah, so this is kind of a neat study because it's an early one being conducted in human beings that is looking at what we call cell-free RNA. So RNA is a sister chemical to DNA. DNA, generally speaking, remains the same throughout your entire life, whereas RNA changes minute to minute, day to day, hour to hour. So the RNA can be an indication of something that you just experienced or something that you experienced recently because it changes. This RNA is circulating in these various fluids outside of the cells. So why that's important is because we're now starting to believe in science that some of this RNA information that's circulating outside of cells can carry clues about tissues throughout the body. So, for example, it's not too surprising to say with a blood test, I can measure something like insulin, which might give us information about how your pancreas is performing. But it is surprising to say through a blood test, I might be able to measure something that is from your brain and can give us some information about if your brain is injured or not.
Dr. Matt Huntelman is a TGen professor of neurogenomics. Dr. Huntelman, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you.